Hey, Chad.
What's up, Boston? What the beep is up?
Oh, I guess you can curse on Twitter, but not on conference calls.
No. Yeah, man, I can't curse on the conference call, man. That's a no-no.
Hey, I promised my wife I would ask. You're down to three women on your reality show. It's been taped already, so who wins?
You have to tell her to keep watching.
No hints or anything?
No hints. Just keep watching.
Chad, you go back a ways with Bill Belichick. Talk about how that relationship came about and what you've learned from him over the years.
I think Bill and I got very well acquainted once we got to the Pro Bowl and we got to sit down and know each other. And it became a relationship beyond just a football player and a coach. You know, he became a friend of mine, and he has respect for me, and in my game, I have respect for him and everything he's done as a coach. We've just always been really close and been fond of each other's work. And he's one that I look up to tremendously. You know, one that I've never played for, but I show the same respect as if he was my own head coach.
You have a message for Darius Butler?
No. I talked to him already through Twitter. That was all I needed.
Hey, is he good at tweeting back and forth with you? How does he rate?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. And not only is he good at tweeting, he's good on the field also. I watched film on him, and he looked extremely well, you know, to be as young as he is. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the matchup against him and the rest of the defense.
You mean you're not licking your chops at this young secondary?
No, not at all. You know, they play football just like I play football, so... You know, they look good on film. I'm sure the coaches will put them in position to be able to make plays. So I'm going to approach this game very humbly because it's not too many times I, you know, play against the Patriots and have enormous games because they game plan very well. They're very smart. And I have to play sound football myself in order to be successful.
You sound like you got one heck of a filter on compared to the last time we talked to you.
Huh?
You seem like you have a heck of a filter on you compared to the last time we talked to you.
What do you mean filter?
Well, I mean, it just doesn't sound like you're letting loose the way that you used to.
Week one. I can't let loose in week one. Leave nothing, you know. Just got to enjoy it, man. Just enjoy the show.
Hey, Chad, I'm curious. There's a bunch of football players on Twitter, but you were one of the first guys and one of the most prolific. Why did you embrace this like you did? Was there something that led you to become like this, you know, Twitter?
Actually, I just started Twitter. I started Twitter last year sometime, you know. It was just fun. Just like to interact with my fans. It's one of the things I like to do. I like to interact with my fans and just give people the opportunity, a chance to see who I really am. Because Twitter basically tells you a lot about a person, what they do, their daily activities, how they are. You know, just by reading people's tweets, you can kind of get a sense of who they are. And I've been able to grasp my image back. You know, you don't have to listen to ESPN. You don't have to read articles, you know, and in the paper or anything of that nature. You know, you actually know how I am based off of just following me on Twitter. And I enjoy it. That's all.
Have you given Kurt Warner any pointers or tips for Dancing with the Stars?
No, not at all. He'll be fine. He's a quarterback. He'll be fine.
What's it been like working with Terrell Owens?
Oh, man, beautiful, man. Beautiful, man. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a freaking symphony out there. It's gonna be a freaking symphony. We're going to go hand in hand. A lot of people are waiting on us, you know, not to work and all this other, you know, hoopla, whatever. You know, we make each other better. We're pushing each other. It's going to be wonderful, you know, to be able to have two athletes of this caliber on the field at the same time, actually on the same team. A lot of people say, well, how can it work? And what we're going to do is we're going to prove and show you how it works.
Chad, obviously the organization went out and got T.O. They went out and drafted Jermaine Gresham. You went out and drafted Jordan Shipley. Do you have a sense after last year's playoff game that this passing attack is a lot more dynamic?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely it is. I mean, with everything you just named, you know, it speaks for itself. You know, it's no need to talk about it. I mean, we have the players, but we still have to go out there and play and execute the offense, or it's just people on paper.
So let me guess, you're Robin, right, and the Batman and Robin duo?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I made it up.
Okay, because Robin's the sidekick.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Chad, there was a moment last year in Hard Knocks when you came here to play the Patriots, and Bill came up to you and he said, one double 85, and he said, I'm not going to watch you catch touchdowns in the end zone. What do you recall from that game, and also do you expect him to double team you for most of the game this weekend?
Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. He's done the same thing every time I played the Patriots since I've been in the NFL, and I don't think it's going to change this, you know, this time either. You know, so I will wait for my opportunities to come. When they come, I'll just make the most of them.
Chad,
both of you and T.O. and Cedric Benson and Jermaine Gresham, there's a lot of talent on the offense. Is there any way that Carson Palmer can keep all you guys satisfied? And have you at least thought to yourself, I got to go easy on him as I come back to the huddle if I didn't get to the ball? Get the ball.
Yep, I think we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
You noticed any differences with Carson with all the new talent there? You know, like Tom said, with Gresham and T.O. and everybody else?
No, no difference. No difference at all, but I'm sure he's happy. He should, I'd be happy if I was a quarterback, too, with these many people to throw to.
I think the perception might be, though, that he's not an elite quarterback. Do you?
I've never heard that perception before.
So you put him up in the elite category?
He is an elite quarterback. I've never heard that perception, ever.
Chad, in terms of the disappointments of last year in the playoffs and several years ago, how much of a window do you think this team has, and do you think you guys are going to come out this year and play with a different sense of urgency?
We play with a sense of urgency every year. You know, I don't want to talk about last year. Last year is over. This is the beginning of a new year. We have a new focus. You know, we want to strike fast and start early and make it easy for us on the back end. And that's where my mindset is. My mindset is on this week. We have New England. We're going to take it one game at a time and not look too far ahead.
What did you learn from your experience in 2006, coming off, not being able to follow up on the 05 season the way you guys might have wanted? Maybe something you can use from that season here.
I can't remember way back then, man. 2010 right now.
You think you'll move up?
Is this the best team you've been a part of?
Huh?
Is this the best team you've been a part of?
Yeah, most talent, most definitely.
You think you'll move the ball differently than you did a year ago?
We have to wait and see.
Good. Hey,
thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
All right.
Thank you, Chad.